Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It was last Saturday. I was in my family's Camping World RV, and I was hosting the Shaletta Show live from Houston, where I was down there for Christmas visiting my family. And I said, let me check the Pioneer Press because I'm reading the Houston newspaper. Let me figure out what's going on in my hometown where I live and love. And I saw a story about a fellow business owner. A woman who was sadly having to close her business, but she had started a GoFundMe for people to support her because she wanted to open her business back up real soon. Now, listen, we started the show talking about Soderbergh's and a business that closed down. And so it really touched my heart because as a woman in business, I'm feeding my family and paying my mortgage and helping people based on what I make in my business. And so if something happens and that dries up, I would really have to lean on my faith and count on the Lord to take care of me, because that's really how I'm taking care of my family right now with this business. And so it touched my heart. But I was just like, wow, she is so brave. She's doing a GoFundMe. I don't know if I would have done that. I was like, you know what? I'm going to reach out to her later. And then I went on with my show, went on with my life, hang out with the family. I get in the RV headed home. I look up Tammy and Muddy Paul's Cheesecake. Marcus Lemonis then came through and blessed this woman. And I know all about the Marcus Lemonis effect. I am a direct recipient of this man's kindness. 3 years ago, he gifted our family a Camping World RV Class A and made us the celebrity endorsers of his company. So I said, I got to get Tammy on my show because she and I are like sisters now, because Marcus Lemonis is like a nice rich uncle for both of us. Hey, girl, we cousins now. We're cousins. We're Marcus Lemonis cousins now. He's like our uncle.
That's right. That's right. Welcome to the family. I'm glad to be part of your family. Thank you so much.
Welcome. Okay, girl, take me back to as a business owner. I get it. I understand it. We wake up every day hoping that, you know, we make enough, that we get enough, that new customer comes in, that new opportunity happens. But you wake up and realize I might have to close my business today. Take me back to that.
Yeah, well, I mean, it's our 30th year, and we've always kind of run a bakery on a very small margin, just as good bakeries do. And what's really kept me fueled for 30 years is the customers and all their joy and their stories and being part of something, giving back. That's just a full circle feeling that money was never the focus of it. It was, you know, just staying open and giving joy. And meanwhile, I was a single mom of raising four kids, and they're, you know, my focus. And little by little, starting in 2018, like, things were happening that were out of my control, like a burglary, and we had to rebuild. Like, I can go on and on with all these stories, but a lot of things were happening that were out of my control, and I just kept trying to hang in there and hang in there. And then the pandemic happened, and then the ingredient crisis, and some bigger donations we gave, some different things, and it just finally led to a point where I was like, I can't do this alone anymore. I either have to close or get help, you know, from everyone else. If they want to keep us here, they can help. And if they don't, then I know everyone has different needs and different things they need to provide for. And I didn't want to put pressure on anybody. I thought, well, I'll just see what happens and put it out there.
You put it out there and something amazing happened. We're going to leave everybody on the cliffhanger. We're going to take a quick commercial break.
Yep.
But something special did happen for Tammy. She had no idea. Heaven opened up and a blessing came out on Muddy Paul's Cheesecake. How did it come about? What is that something special? We'll tell you next. It is 12:51. I am your superwoman. It's Shaletta Brundage. It's the Shaletta Show, hanging out with Jonathan Lowe. And you know what? I tell you what, this woman is a superwoman. And I see so many parallels in my story with hers. You know, single moms, four kids, business owners, back against the wall. And you're thinking, you know what? It's about to be belly up. It's about to be a bus. It's about to be a wash. It's about to get shut down. And then you pray and get unexpected provision from a place and a source that you didn't know anything about. I am talking to Tammy. And if you have not seen her story this week, you have been under a rock or outside the state of Minnesota. Because I tell you, this woman has been on Fox, Care 11, WCCO Radio, WCCO TV, the Star Tribune, the Pioneer Press, anywhere and everywhere, because just as she closed Muddy Paw Cheesecakes, her business, and asked her fans and customers to support her on a GoFundMe, she got some help from an unlikely source. Now, girl, you go ahead and pick up this story. Tell me exactly what happened.
Well, thank you. And I so feel close to you for our identified stories and holding faith in people that care about us and believing in that and just trusting in that and things happening. And it's just amazing, that power. So I was sitting there on the last day, ironically, of the bakery being open. The bakery's filled with customers crying and, you know, hoping that we can find a way to get open again, and a lot telling their stories and wedding couples. And it was a lot. And then one of my friends texted me, and I happened to pick up my cell phone in the craziness and said, "You have to go on Twitter." I said, "I don't have time to go on Twitter right now, but I'll go later." She said, "No, you have to go on right now." And I said, "Okay." And I went on, and I was just amazed. I saw Marcus Lemonis' tweets to me about giving us an offer of a $40,000 order and us giving away over 500 cakes for that order to different social media followers. I was like, at first I didn't believe it. I was like, what? And I was just amazed. And then went on to further provide a tweet saying they'd give us a website, for a Shopify website, and ongoing help. And it was, I was blown away. I didn't even know what to do with that. I was so amazed. I was just like, wow.
Okay. You got to tell me what your first reaction was when you saw it. And you saw it was real. Were there tears? Was it a nervous giggle? Did your stomach start cramping up? Girl, you got to tell me, like, because I wasn't in the room, so I got to know.
I had to shut my office door because it was so crazy in there. And I'm like, I need a moment. Like, I had to sit down with this phone and take this all in. And I just started crying. I was just crying happy tears and relief tears. And you know, when you push yourself so hard and you just believe so much and you work so hard and you've got kids to raise and then somebody comes along and just picks you up and is an angel. And you just release that. And that's what I did. I just cried. I was just so amazed. I just couldn't believe it. And then my next feeling was, okay, Tammy, you gotta stand up. You gotta, like,
right, because we got work to do now. You got $40,000 worth of cakes and pies to give away, girl.
Right? Yeah, I got work to do, and you gotta, you know, I just, like, I was kind of being down on myself. I'm like, you gotta stop being down on yourself. You gotta just stand up and rise, and you gotta just do what he's asking and suggesting, and learn from this, make changes, be strong, and prove to people that you are Tammy with Muddy Paw's Cheesecake.
And, you know, I just appreciate the fact that you asked. Can we back that train up? Because so oftentimes, especially women in business, there is a fear and a shame involved. Like, I put myself out there. I started this business. Everybody told me not to do it. You got four kids. Go get you a job so you can have you some insurance. And don't be worried about this baking stuff. Don't be worried about this podcast and stuff. Get you a regular job that's secure so you don't have to worry about this. You're working too hard. And then, you know, when things get tough, we say, you know what? I'm just not going to tell anybody. I'm just going to shut down. And if I can open back up again, that'll be good. But I'm just going to shut down. I'm going to be quiet and I'm going to do what they said. I'm going to go get a job. But you did not do that. I just know that God orders our steps. What made you? Because I just know that it was ordained for you to do that. So this man could see it so that he could bless you. But what made you say, you know what? I have not because I asked not. I'm going to put the fear and the shame aside and say, you know what? I got to close my business. If you want me to stay open, help me because I need you.
Yeah, well, I'll back up by saying when I was a young girl, my dad took me overseas to do a lot of missionary work in third world countries and a lot of volunteering. And when I came back from that, when I was a young girl at 14, I said, I want to make the world a better place. When I started Muddy Paws Cheesecake, that was my intention. Like, Muddy Paws is named aptly because I gave back to rescues and have always given back to rescues, animal rescues. And I also give back to food shelters and I do lots for the community. And I just wanted to be part of that. And that's really that started. So when I was facing my own, you know, time when I was going to be needing help, I just felt I have to trust that the community, you know, will come forward and know that I have given tenfold what I'm in debt for right now, and that maybe they will, you know, they'll help and keep us going. And I just thought, I hope they love our cakes enough and recognize this. And I really didn't expect the outpouring that happened. Like, I just thought I'd kind of like drift off into sunset, like you said, get a job, get benefits, and, you know, just like get a way to either pay off the debt or claim bankruptcy or whatever I needed to do. And I was on Christmas Eve and I got the first phone call from a reporter. And then from there on, just kept going and going. And by the time Wednesday came and I got Marcus's tweet, I was like, wow, like people want us, they really want us to stay and they really are going to, they're going to make this happen. I mean, it was like over 70,000 tweets by that evening. And like my phone, I'm getting 200 messages an hour for the last 11 days. Like,
look at God. I mean, from closing to 200 messages a day to getting a shout out from Marcus Lamanas, from getting a donation from him, the $40,000 investment for you to give away cheesecakes. Girl, and we're not even going to talk about the millions of dollars in earned media that comes along with this. Now, before you go, I just want to say that when I saw your story, the Lord put it on my heart to make a $1,000 donation.
Oh my gosh.
So we get
Thank
off
you
the
so
line.
Much.
I'm
oh
going
my goodness.
Right on social media to Aww. Your GoFundMe, and I am going to donate $1,000.
Oh,
However you want to use, because Aww. Your success is my success. And we're getting ready to Aww. Celebrate Dr. King's birthday in just over a week. And one of my favorite quotes that he says is, I can't be everything that I'm called to be until you are everything that you're called to be. And if you shut down, I shut down. If you win, I win. And I want you to win, girl. I love you.
Oh, my gosh. I love you. Thank you so much. It's a beautiful. I'll put you on my wall and shout you out. Thank you so much.
Girl, I love you. And we're going to talk soon with cousins. We got the same rich uncle.